Welcome to another installment from the Symbolic Downloads Collection. I'm Avia Venefica of whatsyoursign.com. That's whats-your-sign.com. And this material is protected under copyright law. Thanks for listening. Enjoy. Heeding the call of the wild. Listening to nature for answers. Listening to nature for answers to our internal questions and conflicts is a fabulous way to gain insight. We are all vital parts of nature. So listening and communicating is, well, quite natural for us humans. Remember, at our most basic, we are not too far removed from the wild realm of nature, and all of us are made of the same compositions of hydrogen, oxygen, carbon. Our compositions and elements are common denominators, allowing us a very vivid connection with nature. That said, why are some of us more amenable to listening to nature than others? And why have some of us tuned out the call of the wild? Well, quite simply, life takes its toll. Socialization has a price too. We are super sensory beings. We soak up life like vast sponges. So work, family, obligation, responsibility, partnerships, politics, economy, global welfare, we suck in all this stuff on conscious, unconscious, and subconscious levels. So the trick is to be selective in our soaking. If your goal is to live a calming life, a life unified with the broader rhythm of harmony, you've got to readjust your perceptions to take in the call of nature. By readjusting what we take into our awareness, we can readjust the entire landscape of our lives. Attuning to nature is the single most effective catalyst for our most beneficial transformation. I guarantee it. There is nothing more generous, knowing, and wise than the nature surrounding us. Shamans know this, as do mystics, healers, and psychics. From the most amazing soothsayers to the most celebrated artists, they are all plugged in to the realm of nature, and that plugs them into clarity, guidance, and inspiration. You can plug in too. How? Well, here are some tips. Turn off the television. The call of the wild is infinitely powerful. Nature is a symphony whose music can potentially absorb all static in its midst. But there is a paradox to this power. Nature will not reveal itself unless the observer first makes the choice to embrace its presence. Nature exists. It's always here for us, always available. However, we cannot move into nature's ever-welcoming embrace until we make the choice to do so. Purposefully eliminating distraction, like the television, allows us to choose better options to feed our souls. Nature will always greet us, but we must make the effort to meet nature too. Distractions like the television are illusions. Nature is truth. Turn off the television and tune into the call of the wild, nature. It will make all the difference in your life. Another suggestion I have is to meditate. Take time for quiet contemplation. Life has a way of rolling over us if we let it. Because we are super absorbent, we take in a mass amount of energy from our surroundings and information too. Ultimately, a lot of this information we're taking in comes in the form of stress and obligation and worry. Meditation and or quiet contemplation will allow us to still ourselves. It puts a stopgap in the stream of stressful intake. Moreover, when we pause to reflect upon nature, we will always experience a renewal. It's the infinitely generous way of nature to give refreshment and clarity to those of us who take time out to submerge our awareness into nature's bounty. Another suggestion I have is to be open to the possibilities nature offers us. Nature works the same way our psyche works. It is non-linear, intuitive, feeling, creative, expansive, and light-infused. That's why psychics commonly require time in nature. The psyche and nature are symbiotic. When we open to the gifts, possibilities, and messages of nature, we will never be misguided. And of course, my last tip to connecting with nature and listening for answers from nature is to actually get out in nature. Take a nature walk, go hiking, get outside, do some gardening, take your dog or cat for a walk. It's essential that we get outside, get outdoors, climb a tree, cut your grass, do what you got to do, do whatever floats your boat to connect with nature and get outside. The best way to answer the call of the wild is to get outside and commune with her bounty. I hope you have enjoyed these thoughts on listening to nature as a way to experience a full and inspirational life. If you want more great tips and observations in living a magical life by means of connecting with nature, just go to www.symbolicdownloads.com and click on the link entitled Nature Symbolism for my more great audio files on the symbolism of nature and connecting to nature. Thank you for listening. Take good care. Namaste. Bye-bye. This wraps up another installment from the Symbolic Downloads collection. Get more great symbolic MP3s by visiting my website, www.whatsyoursign.com. That's what's-your-sign.com. You can also go to www.symbolicdownloads.com. This material is protected under copyright law. The music provided is written and performed by Guy Kundell. I'm Avia Venefica, and thanks for listening.